Oh, hello. Yeah, it's me, your neighbor. I just finished moving in. I'm sorry for bothering you, but my power is out, and I was wondering if I could stay at your place while they figure out what's wrong with it. Yeah, I think they're going to have to replace something in the breaker box. It might take most of the evening or more. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Something to drink? I suppose some bottled water, if you've got it, would be nice. Thank you. I'll just head to your living room and sit down on your couch then. Thank you. Oh, thank you for the water. You have a wonderful home. You have a question for me? Have I gotten your invitations for dinner? That was you? Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Well, for starters, your letters were shoved under my door rather than in the mailbox. You do realize that I do have a mailbox for that reason, don't you? Shoving them under my door without a return address or even a name isn't the greatest idea. Your messages just said, "Hey, I think you're new here and I think you're pretty. I would love to get to know you better over dinner sometimes," or something like that. And that's it. No name, no apartment number, no way to contact you. But I'm glad we finally figured it out. Come to think of it, I think I have seen you around. Didn't we wave to each other from the front lawn a few times? And the back lawn? And weren't you watching me from your windows a few times as I was unpacking with binoculars? It doesn't matter. Are you shy like me? Is that why you haven't come over and said hello? That can be cute, too. Well, I guess the fates have smiled upon us. Oh my, how embarrassing. I'm so sorry about that. I guess I haven't eaten anything recently, and I guess I'm hungrier than I thought. I've been so busy lately with the move and unpacking. It takes moving to a new place to really see how much you actually have, and I guess I've collected a fair bit over the years. You would think I would be used to it by now, since I have so much. Why do I move so much? My job requires it. What do I do for a living? Well, I make videos for social media and for public broadcast. I find it fun and relaxing, even though I don't have as many subscribers as I'd like, or viewers according to the networks. That's okay. I haven't been able to post very often anymore, unfortunately. This pandemic has really been hard on all of us. So, enough about me. Tell me about yourself. What do you do? Have you lived here long? Oh, you have. And you've been here all alone the entire time? Just working day in and out from home? Don't you have any friends or family or at least co-workers that stop by? Oh, that's so sad. Well, I'll have to come over more often, and not just when my power is out. Speaking of which, since it looks like they're not going to get my power back on tonight, do you think I could spend the night at your place? Just for tonight, of course. Oh, thank you. You're an absolute lifesaver, sweetie. I'll just need to get a few things from my place. Do you mind going over there with me to get them? It's really dark, and I just don't want to go alone. Oh, thank you. You have no idea how much I appreciate this. I can't tell you how freaky it is having the power out like this is. I'm so used to having lights and cameras pointed at me that when it goes dark like this, I get a little freaked out and scared. Like something's going to jump out at me from the shadows, you know? Yeah, I'm sure it's perfectly safe. I'm just easily spooked is all. The electrician? Oh, I guess he took off for the day. I suppose he can't exactly work in the dark like this, after all. I'm sorry. Do you mind grabbing my comforter from the bedroom while I grab a few things in the bathroom? Yeah, my house is a mirror of yours, so it should be easy to find. Suburban planning at its finest, am I right? Why use more than one blueprint when you can just flip it over? Finally, I have you in my webs. Oh, I can drop the pretenses and show you my true form. Oh, my dear, sweet, tender human. Oh, why are there so many giant spider webs in my bedroom? And indeed, so many throughout my entire house. Well, you see, the answer is quite simple, my dear. And one that I'll happily answer as soon as I've wrapped you up in my webs. All tight and safe. So you can't escape on me. There, there now. No struggling. I've got you now. Shh. I suppose that wouldn't be very comforting, now would it? Either way, just sit tight and I'll have you all wrapped up in my webs shortly. There we are. Nice and safe. Right where I want you. As for your questions, I'm one of those ancient spider folk that your kind call Chorokumo. Normally, I would be perfectly happy with lesser prey. Something like a cat, or a dog, or a bird, perhaps. would satiate me for a while. But I've been starving for a real meal, and your scent is just so amazing. It's hard to describe, but something about you just drew me towards you. A bit like a moth woman to a bonfire, I suppose. And with my hibernation cycle coming up soon and me needing a big, juicy, delicious meal to get through it, why wouldn't I look for a nice, tasty human like you? And I think you will do perfectly. After all, I saw the books in your house. My little friends and family. Yes, the other spiders in the house told me about how cultured you are. Don't deny it. You are clearly a cultured human. Plus, like I said, your scent is absolutely intoxicating. Following your delicious scent is one of the reasons I moved in next to you, after all. Just think of it this way, my dear, sweet human. You are going to ensure my survival through my hibernation. I've lived for nearly 1,000 years, and you are going to play a part in me reaching 1,000. Isn't that wonderful, my dear? No? Well, I suppose you would see it that way. Especially since you're going to be a little more than a meal and... What? Oh no. We spider folk do it a little differently, you see. There's none of the messiness that you humans have to go through when we eat. There's no cooking, no cleaning, just a quick kiss. And you won't know what happened. Simple, right? I say simple, but I'll have to use my fangs. But don't worry, my precious human. You won't feel anything past the first bite. Now, where would you prefer I kiss you? I believe I can at least give you that much choice. On the lips. How romantic. I may have slightly misjudged you, my precious human. I may regret not getting to know you better later, as I snack on you. But let's not worry about it for now, and get on with that kiss. I can tell that you're positively shaking with anticipation. And I know I've been looking forward to this for practically ages. I can't wait to wrap my fangs around you, my precious human. As they say, itadakimasu. Absolutely delicious. Thank you, my dear. I believe that should be sufficient for now. Oh, that's tingling. That would be my toxins. Did I forget to mention that part? Ah, well. I'm sure you'll notice it's spreading rather rapidly throughout your body. I don't want to brag, but my grandmother was able to take down a bull moose with a single bite, and my toxins rival hers. Oh, my dear, you've gone into a cold sweat. That means it's fully invaded your system and you're starting to go into shock. It won't be long for you now, my dear. If you haven't already, you'll lose all feeling in your body, and any remaining motor control will vanish and... Oh, yeah. You lose consciousness just like that. And now, my precious meal, your insides will liquefy over the course of the next few hours. So I can just slurp you up like a smoothie. Thank you for donating yourself to my continued existence. I'll dream fondly of you as I'm hibernating.